Kelly Dwyer from Yahoo Sports and Balls Don't Lie joins us now. Kelly, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for the Stones intro. And I got to be cool and rocking and try to keep up with that.
Nice. I like it. I guess let's start the biggest trade of the day, or maybe the one you think will have the biggest impact on the playoffs.
Well, the playoffs are tough. I guess you got to look at Oklahoma City pretty much just going all in on trying to, they're not in the playoff bracket right now, but taking in a center in Enes Kanter that, they can help them out with depth, someone who can actually finish on the inside, which Kendrick Perkins was not able to do last couple of years. And, once again, just deciding that they don't want to go into restricted free agency with another one of their upcoming free agents and getting rid of Reggie Jackson. It's a pretty proactive deadline for them, and it may not be enough for them to get past the Golden State Warriors in the first round, but they're looking like they're going to end up being like the toughest eighth seed in NBA history right now.
Yeah, I would definitely think so. The Miami Heat currently have the number 8 seed in the East, and they get a deal done with Phoenix today, which after his comments yesterday from Goran Dragic, it was pretty obvious he was being dealt. I'd never seen a player come out that honest in his approach. I'm not ripping him for it. I appreciated his honesty, just saying, okay, you know what? They've lied to me. I'm done.
Yeah, it was strange, and it's also in the NBA you can actually get fined for telling the truth. If you make a trade demand and actually cop to it, they will fine you, and it's happened before. I can't remember the last time that happened to, but that is a thing. But yeah, he was honest about it, and that's kind of it's compelling, and we always love the transparency, and I don't think he was being a burden to the team, but because they were always going to trade him. They tried to say they were going to call the bluff, but that was never going to happen. If you're going to get a second round pick for him, you got to do that. And they came out of it with a couple of future first round picks and some depth, and they kind of more or less ended their season. But that's what happens when you tinker too much and add too many point guards to the mix.
And they included his brother Zoran. Goran and Zoran are now with the Heat.
Yeah, that's, he can actually play. He's not like a token hire that you saw in New York when they signed J.R. Smith's brother a couple of years ago. He has some game, and, also that may have been part of the frustration, is it probably should be an NBA rotation player. They weren't giving him any minutes in Phoenix, and, they could have been hurting his chances to get a good contract in Europe after this year. So that, that could have been part of the whole package with, the G-man's decision to ruffle some feathers.
And they weren't done in Phoenix. They were probably the busiest team today. They acquired Brandon Knight from the Bucks, and in exchange, they gave up the Lakers' top 5 protected draft pick. Brandon Knight a few years ago, when he came out of the draft, there was a lot of hope about this player. Has he fallen off that much?
He did initially, but this year he's been fantastic. This year he came out, we gave up on him, but we just kind of thought he'd, just sort of be a middling player, but he turned in what was, basically a borderline all-star season this year. So, I don't think he's going to be enough to keep, them in the hunt with Oklahoma City on their heels, but no, he's a heck of a player. It's out of nowhere, they just keep reshaping that backcourt over and over and over again, and it is kind of weird to see them give up on Isaiah Thomas, but they must have felt that they just needed that size, and he just wasn't working as a spark plug off the bench.
Why do you think Milwaukee would trade Knight?
They apparently they were kind of worried about restricted free agency, I guess. He is a free agent next summer, but they could match any offer for him. And, they have a lot of cap space. They have a ton of room to work. So it's not like they have these, terrible contracts that they're working on. They just apparently they want to have like the longest team in the NBA. The wingspan on that team right now is just ridiculous. And that's even after they got rid of Larry Sanders, who has a massive wingspan of his own. And then Michael Carter-Williams, a guard they got from Philly, he's just another, borderline positionless, really, really long dude, and that just seems to be what they're going after right now.
Talking NBA trade deadline, Kelly Dwyer from Yahoo Sports joins us. Which team surprised you that they didn't make a move?
Boy, I'm not really convinced that there were any teams. Still trying to check these wires. It seemed like half the NBA... I think everyone's standing pat. I think it was a pretty solid... no one really needs, a terrible amount of players that are actually available right now. So that's, I'd like to give you some boffo answers to the, the Bulls need a guard or the Raptors need some sort of, defensive influence or something like that. But it really isn't, it isn't really there right now because there's a lot of teams with cap space this summer. pretty much everyone is going to have cap space in 2016. So teams, you know, don't really want to make a lot of panic moves for players that, you know, they can pretty much sign outright in a couple of years.
What did you make of the Kevin Garnett trade?
It's a lot like one of the NFL players signed for one day to go back and you know, just retire with the team that drafted him, or, you know, something like that. He can still play. He could have helped out the Clippers. He could have helped out the Warriors. He could have helped out the Hawks, you know, had he been bought out and joined a championship contender. It's, you know, they're looking to mask what has been a terrible decade, or but actually 11 years now since last led them to the playoffs, and they got rid of someone in Thaddeus Young that they traded another first round pick for. So it's, you know, that's just sort of, you know, they're making the fans happy, and they're going to try to weirdly sign to a contract extension, we're hearing, but I can't imagine, you know, Garnett wanting to come back for a 20th year in the NBA.
Yeah, I wondered if he went there because he saw the potential to be a mentor for the young guys.
Yeah, I mean, because he grew up with Sam Mitchell, and that's obviously the, you know, the hope there, and they need it. It's a team full of 19 and 20-year-olds, and, you know, genuinely, I do appreciate the way they're rebuilding. They got great value in the Kevin Love trade. You know, they've drafted well in the last couple of years, and, you know, they're the worst defensive team in the NBA right now. They're last in the Western Conference, and you know, they need someone there who isn't Kevin Martin. They need someone there who can you know, pound his chest, and Kevin Garnett's certainly proven he can do that.
Well, yeah, definitely. You know, would a guy who maybe would teach them some things in practice as far as how hard you need to practice to improve?
Yeah, like I said, they're just so bad defensively. Not because the attitude, not because they're lazy. It's just they're all kids that played 1 year of college, and you're not going to be able to, you know, to figure out defensive principles in the NBA after you know, 30 games. And Kevin Garnett is the, you know, kind of a defensive genius that somehow is the best defender on his team 1 year out of high school. So yeah, I mean, they're hoping they want him to stick around. I mean, Kevin Garnett deserves a break, but they want him in that locker room on that team for as long as they can keep him in whatever capacity they'll have him in.
Kelly, I really appreciate the rundown. Thanks for your time.
No problem. Take care.